Please place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. And that is Otis. I'm sorry. Okay. There's nothing I can do about it. All right. So, welcome to Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Friday, January 6, 2023 at 10:30. Am I on the right? Yes, I am. Okay. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item IE. Public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccommentsmissionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda book. Reasonable accommodations will be provided for any individual with a disability. And as required by SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school website. Okay, so we're going to open up and we'll do a roll call to establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present.
Present.
Mike Malloy.
Present.
John George.
Present.
And Barbara Wilbrand.
Present.
So we have a quorum. If you give me 1 second, I will put that dog in a room. Can I just have 1 second to do that? Hold on. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and John George, can I ask you to do that, and everyone else go on mute?
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. So now we're going to do staff introductions.
Good morning. Happy New Year. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer, and I wish you a Happy New Year. And I, on behalf of Mr. Jeff Brown, he sends his best wishes for a Happy New Year and a good meeting.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Welcome. School staff.
Good afternoon. Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
I am Joy Taylor, Director of Federal and State Programs.
And good morning. This is Jeff Martin, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Okay. Welcome to all of you. School Legal Counsel.
Yes, good morning. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
And any advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting?
Pete Rogers, CEO of Lifelong Learning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
And good morning, Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
Pete and Michelle, welcome. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Welcome every morning, everyone this morning. All right. So we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And this is Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency. As long as the board makes required findings every 30 days, the meeting in person will present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. So I need a motion and a second to approve 1E.
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudia Beck is second.
Barbara Willebrand is moved. Claudia Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We are now on 1F. Approved agenda for the January 6, 2023 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
John Dortch moved.
Mike Malloy second.
Thank you, gentlemen. John Dortch has moved. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1F has been approved unanimously. We are now into public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold brief discussions, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public who's on the line that would like to introduce themselves or have a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Stamp from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
Thank you so much, Shelley. So now we're on 3, school reports and information, and this is A, Annual Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation Services Report. Pete.
Yeah, good morning and happy New Year to everyone, and appreciate the opportunity to get to present the annual lifelong learning report to everybody. I know all of you have received the hard copy, which goes into a lot of detail on the year and levels of support and services provided by LLAC. I'm going to do more of a high-level summary and just kind of go down a path of looking at 2021-2022 and lessons learned, actions we've taken, and then move right into some of the priorities and focuses that are currently happening right now. So I want to start with just that. There was a definite outcry coming out of the pandemic that there was a need for alternative and new ways of learning for students. It's something we've all known, but I think as traditional schools and parents and others moved through the pandemic, they realized that, you know, a one-size-fits-all education system wasn't the best for all kids. With that, we decided on behalf of the schools to commission our first ever poll, statewide poll of parents of high school age students in California. And I want to highlight a few of the results and data points from that poll that kind of, again, I think goes to what we do and why we do what we do every day. And the first one is that 89% of parents said it's important to structure schools to serve individual students instead of a one-size-fits-all approach. That's something that I think was recognized by our founders over 20 years ago, Dante and Jeff, when they saw this need for students in the Antelope Valley. 89% of parents thought it was important for students to have one-on-one instruction and small group learning. Well, those first two data points go to the heart and the foundation of what we do and our model of personalized learning. And then the third one is that 87% of parents believe they should be able to choose which school is best for their child. When you take all of those three together, it really highlights the work we're doing and the need for that as we move forward. And that third one, I think, time in a long time, we've noticed parents standing up and really being more engaged and involved and having a voice in education. And with this polling, that voice is actually supporting and validating Learn for Life and what we do. There's a second value add to doing this poll, and that is that data can be used as we're working with our elected officials and community partners to say, you don't have to shy away from supporting us. This is what your constituents are saying. These are the types of programs they want in their communities. So it was great data and a great experience for us to go through a poll like that. It kind of led us to one of our first pivots and change, and that was in our messaging and communications, and really shifting the focus of what we do towards highlighting the benefits of our program through a student lens and a student voice. And that campaign is called the I Can campaign. And it really talks about things like, I can be myself in school. I can have a flexible schedule, prioritize my mental health, feel safe. I can take control of my education and my future. And you'll see those type of statements in that campaign on TV commercials that are running now, on all of our social media, billboards and other platforms through our marketing efforts. And we've received really positive results in response to that, and we're really proud of it. We're going to continue to update that content to make sure it's fresh as we move forward the rest of this year. With that, it kind of leads me into our work around external affairs and politics, which is a super important piece of what we do on behalf of the schools. And that's really a testament to Bob Morales and his team. Last year was the first year we didn't have to fight any anti-charter legislation. And I think that goes to the efforts of Bob and his team and the work they do building relationships with elected officials, with community members, really being out there and educating and informing them on, who we are, what we're doing, and most importantly, why we're doing it. And they do tremendous work day in and day out. It's going to be constant work. It's never been more important than this year, as we, we have 25% of new elected officials in the legislature. We're going to have new committee chairs on the Education Committee, on the Appropriations Committee. And I know Bob and his team and others are we're already starting to work on those new relationships during the election, and we're going to continue to do that over the next several months as they move into a new legislative session. So proud of the work of our external affairs teams. With that, I'll move into finance a little bit and some of the work that finance has been doing in collaboration with your school leadership and corporate officers, and of course the board and under your direction. It's been a super strange 3 years with education funding through the pandemic, and even as we came out of the pandemic, with a lot of unknowns around funding for schools and a lot of money being thrown at the challenges being faced. And, more money is not always the solution to some of our challenges. And our finance team, again, in collaboration with the schools and everyone, has really done a tremendous job navigating through the unknown, learning how to plan appropriately for some of this one-time money to make sure we're making the best decisions for our students, not only in the moment today, but also preparing for the future and making sure we're being fiscally responsible. And they've done a tremendous job. And, I really believe that you have to balance decision making in the moment and also have a vision for what the future looks like. And specific to finance, I think we're going to see some challenging fiscal times in the next 18 to 24 months. But I also believe the teams have done a tremendous job preparing for that and have put us in a really good position, not only now, but for the future. Our people services team, dealing with similar challenges, you know, with a really shallow candidate pool of qualified individuals for positions that we need. They've been creative with how they recruit and retain and hire staff to make sure we're putting the best adults in front of our kids at all times. With that, they've also turned internally with a focus on building out a leadership development program so that we don't lose the importance of building internal capacity with the great people we already have, to make sure we're continuing to build a bench, we're continuing to provide that leadership so that our staff and our kids, again, have the best adults in front of them and working at a level of excellence that I think everyone here expects of us. With that, I'll move on to education. Education really did something similar where they turned their strategy and initiatives internally with building capacity around our trauma resilient education program, you know, making sure we're continuing to improve those supports and services for the schools and for students, whether it's well-being, mental health, and all the other things involved in that trauma resilient program. I also think they've done a good job of being a thought leader and really becoming experts in that space, and expanding it, you know, in collaboration with our people services to make sure we have similar types of supports for our staff. So really proud of the work of the education team. They've also worked really hard on developing a professional learning platform so that we increase access for development and learning for our staffs, whether you're a teacher, you know, a tutor, a paraprofessional, a principal, that there are professional learning opportunities and courses you can take with very easy access on an online platform. And that's called Lifelong University, which is extremely robust. And that team at, under the leadership of Chris Hodge has done a tremendous job. You know, I'll talk a little bit about communications and the work that's happening there. I shared the new messaging and campaign, but our teams were really kind of separated into public relations and marketing. And, you know, even though a lot of their work overlaps and they communicate well, we really wanted to integrate those two departments into one overall communications division so that we can be much more responsive. We're continuing to improve our level of support and services to the schools as needs arise. And that includes all of our internal and external communications. And that work is moving forward and has improved over the last 6 months. So looking forward to building that out completely. Our governance team really, really honed in and focused on, you know, really the why we're here, and that's student growth and student outcomes, and focusing in on the priority of making sure all of our students are making adequate progress towards graduation and beyond, and really making sure we're looking at the right data to have the right conversations that inform our decision making around student progress. Again, kudos to our governance team and the work they're doing. Again, I'll take a little bit of a breath here and say none of this is done in isolation. This is a collective effort and a collaborative effort with LLAC teams and school leadership and corporate officers, and it's definitely not done in isolation. And then I also want to share, you know, and it's important to recognize our charter affairs team, who make a lot of things happen behind the scenes with our board meetings and our governance, in terms of, you know, all of you are sitting in way more board meetings than ever. And there's a lot of changes and pivoting, and they make sure we're well informed that everything's coordinated and these things are seamless. So huge shout out to our charter affairs team. You know, I think we have great work ahead, and yes, there'll be challenges, but I think we're positioned well to meet those, and I think we all look forward to the opportunities in the future. And lastly, I just want to thank the board again for one providing time for me to share today, and as well as your leadership and support of what we do day in and day out. So thank you very much, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Pete. This is Board President Carol Stanford. I just totally agree with you that in a lot of ways we're just going to have to think outside the box so we can kind of reinvent our audience is going through this COVID thing, and we just kind of have to come up to their needs at this point. So thank you so much. Any other board members have comments? All right. If not, thank you so much for that report. So we're going to go down now to four additional corporate officers and board members' observations. Jerry.
Yes, thank you, President Stanford. Pete, I would like to thank you for all of the support that you and your team do for all of us on the school side. And I would be remiss if I did not tag on to your comments about the Charter Affairs team. In this confusing time of vacillation with COVID and going remote, your team, the Charter Affairs team, didn't miss a step and got us all together on a far more frequent basis in a very professional manner, providing us with materials that we need to be able to govern the school. So we appreciate every service rendered by LLAC. Could not do the work we do on the school side without all of it being done. You've gone above and over what we would expect from LLAC, and we're so grateful. And I don't speak as eloquently as Mr. Brown does, but I know that he would be saying this and more on behalf of the Office of School Governance and corporate officers, that we and the board and school leadership couldn't do what we do for students if it were not for you and your entire staff. And we thank you sincerely.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Any other comments? All right. That was a wonderful presentation. Thank you so much for it. We're now going to go into closed session. I would like to request a motion to adjourn open public board meetings to go to closed session for public employee performance evaluation, Government Code Section 54957B1. And we're going to do area superintendent evaluation. So I need a motion and a second to go in to
Barbara Fulbrand Booth. Claudette Beck is second.
So Barbara Willebrand is moved. Claudette Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John George,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
So by unanimous vote, we are going to go into closed session. So we'll wait. So I'm going to announce that no action was taken in closed session for public employee performance evaluations, Government Code Section 54957B1, area superintendent. So now we're going to go into six closing items. Next regular board meeting date is February 3rd, 2023 at 10:30. So I'd like now a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John George second.
Thank you, gentlemen. So Mike Malloy's motion, John George has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John George,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
So by unanimous vote, we are adjourning this meeting. We will see you all next month. Thank you so much for your
support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.